Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360, Eagles Insider. Dave Spadaro joined by Joe DiCamera on this hump day at the NovaCare Complex. And the Eagles on the field today, dodging the raindrops, getting ready for the Washington Redskins on Sunday. Joe, the Eagles getting a win on Sunday up in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Now 1-2. We'll talk about the NFC East in a bit. Your thoughts on a suddenly resurgent Philadelphia Eagles football team.
Yeah, it was good to see the win, Dave. No doubt about that. Obviously, it gives the Eagles an opportunity to get back into season. We know the division is there for the, you know, the taking, so to speak. It's so early, but with this division and the injury. So there's opportunity. We saw some good things from the Eagles in week three, some improvement. Obviously, some areas still to work on. Some scheme change from Chip Kelly, which I thought was interesting, Dave, with Chip slowing it down at times. Under center, with Sam Bradford under center. So it'll be interesting looking up ahead of the Washington game and beyond. The other changes we may or may not see from Chip moving forward.
And there are a lot of fluid situations with the injuries, and so we'll find out about more of that later in the week. Darren Sproles, your NFC Special Teams Player of the Week for his remarkable 89-yard punt return that really catapulted the Eagles to that big lead on Sunday. Let's get you caught up with everything going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. Alex Smith, our 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. A cloudy day here at the NovaCare Complex on the last day of September as the Eagles get set to square off with Washington on Sunday. Today we heard from head coach Chip Kelly along with Sam Bradford and Zach Ertz on the challenges presented by this tough Washington defense.
You know, I think the big thing with Joe's group and Joe's, they're always sound, you know, and they don't, they're second-ranked defense in the NFL right now. They can stop the run with their guys up front. They're gigantic up front. You know, I think Knight may be the biggest inside guy in the league right now.
They're a good defense. You know, obviously I think they're second right now in total defense. You know, their front is active. You know, it seems to me that they get their hands on a lot of balls. You know, fairly similar to Atlanta in that their scheme isn't really complex, but what they do, they seem to be really good at.
And guys that are going to be physical up front, the front seven is very tough. So that those four linebackers are probably some of the best in the NFC, in my opinion. So we got to really go out there and execute.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the ball, Washington boasts one of the top rushing attacks in the NFL at 143.7 yards per game. They are fourth in the league in rushing. And according to Connor Barwin and Fletcher Cox, they know the challenge at hand in slowing down this Washington run game.
You know, Morris is a big, tough runner. I've played against him, like you said, for a couple years now. And then the new guy, the rookie, is a big, fast guy. So we have a lot of respect for their running game. That'll be a huge challenge for us.
Well, I think they're the same, most similar backs. One cut straight downhill, you know, gang tackle those guys. They run real hard, and, you know, it's going to be competitive. You know, we got to bring our A game.
While the Eagles' offense is still clicking and looking to come together as a unit, the defense has been playing with confidence and a certain swagger, according to safety Walter Thurmond, who says that it all comes down to playing with sound technique.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has, I think the whole defense just has that confidence. You know, we know that when we don't play with sound technique, that's when we're going to get beat, you know, and obviously that kind of showed in the first game. We had just had poor technique, and they were able to get some explosive plays on us. But knowing that if we play sound football every single down, that it's going to be tough for teams to beat us.
And finally, an injury update here from South Philadelphia. Linebacker Michael Kendricks was a full participant in today's practice, while running back DeMarco Murray was limited. And linebacker Kiko Alonso still in Florida getting a second opinion on his left knee. Head coach Chip Kelly did say that Alonso should be back in town on Friday. And for all the latest Eagles news, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex. Joe, I got to put you on the spot here. DeMarco Murray may or may not play on Sunday. Your view of the backfield, how do you use Ryan Matthews? What do you do if Murray's healthy?
I think it's a tremendous situation for the Eagles to be in. They have all sorts of options and opportunities here moving forward. Look, obviously you want DeMarco Murray healthy, and if he is, he's the starter, and he's going to carry the ball a lot. Dave, the thing to me that's been an interesting sort of conversation piece this week within this conversation about, you know, Murray and Matthews and all that, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for all these guys to run the ball, even when they're all healthy. I mean, it's not like the Eagles are going to slow it down to the point where they're still not going to run a lot of plays. There's plenty of plays to be run.
If they get first downs.
First downs.
Right.
Yeah, no, I mean,
if you don't get first downs, this whole plan goes completely.
That's a whole different matter.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing's predicated on you got to get first downs and you got to move the ball. If you do, I still expect DeMarco Murray to get plenty of plays. And, you know, I really don't blame him at all for his struggles in the first 2 weeks. That was when the offensive line was at its worst. So, you know, the way I look at it, I think, you know, DeMarco Murray is going to be fine moving forward. I have absolutely no concerns about that. You want to see him healthy as possible, as soon as possible, once he is, get that rushing attack down.
And in the meantime, Ryan Matthews doing quite a job Sunday against the New York Jets. We'll talk about Matthews with head coach Chip Kelly, our exclusive one-on-one a little bit later in the show. Joe and I will talk NFC East as well. But up next on Eagles 360, Chris McPherson going at it with the Cover 2 segment. Some perspectives from Philadelphia beat reporters about the 1-2 Eagles on the way up or otherwise. We'll talk about it when we return.
This fall at Dunkin' Donuts, get lost in pumpkin. Pick up your favorite pumpkin-flavored beverages and baked treats like the new pumpkin cheesecake square while they're still here. America runs on Dunkin'.
You need more chips? Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
That pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
Or even Eagles season tickets.
How do you know?
We both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes, including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. Time now for our Cover 2 segment. Chris McPherson with Matt Lombardo, NJ.com, and Bob Groats, the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, joined this week as we're going to look back at the win over the New York Jets and look ahead to this Sunday's matchup with Washington. I brought in Bob Groats, one of the longest-tenured beat reporters from the Delaware County Times, and Matt Lombardo. You hear him on 97.5 The Fanatic. You can read his work on NJ.com. So, Bob, I'll let you start things off here. Eagles get the win 24-17 over the New York Jets. Are they out of the woods now that they've got their first win of their season under the belt?
I think they got a lot more work to do, Chris. And as a matter of fact, this week, this game to me is almost as pivotal as the other week. If they go 0-2 in the division right now, I mean, they're and 0-3 in the conference, you're looking at a long season. So, but I think success is within their grasp. And as much as I've heard Sam Bradford criticized for not making big plays last week, he didn't turn the ball over. And I think that was huge. And I think that is going to play a huge part in the Eagles this week.
Matt, your thoughts?
Yeah, Chris, I'm inclined to agree with Bob on this one because it was a huge win, a season-saving win to beat the Jets last week. But this is a must-win game because it's a lot different in this league being 2-2 versus being 1-3, especially, as Bob pointed out, to be 0-2 in the division and then 0-3, 0-2 in conference play. That's a tough hurdle to overcome in terms of making it back into a playoff race. But they're lucky and fortunate enough to play the Redskins, who they saw some marginal quarterback play out of Ryan Fitzpatrick with the Jets on Sunday. I don't think you're going to see much more out of Kirk Cousins on Sunday at FedEx Field. So the Eagles should be confident going into this game, but a 2-2 start is a much better road back to postseason viability than starting 1-3 for sure.
Now, Matt, the offense got the ground game going. Ryan Matthews had over 100 yards, but we still haven't seen a lot out of the wide receiver position outside of Jordan Matthews. What do you think is going on there?
Well, I think there's a lot of issues going on. I think that you look at Sam Bradford, he doesn't seem all that comfortable behind the offensive line right now. Doesn't seem to be making a lot of mechanically sound throws. He's 0-3 on passes that travel 21 yards or longer through the air. So for whatever reason, whether it's Bradford's hesitancy to plant that foot and throw it deep or the receiver's not getting open, I think there are a lot of issues with the passing game right now, but I think it starts on Sunday, reverting back to what they did last year against the Redskins in Week 16, hitting Zach Ertz over the middle of the field, Jordan Matthews in the slot, a lot of dinking and dunking, similar to what you saw against Atlanta, just getting this offense and getting Sam Bradford into a rhythm. He's a rhythm quarterback. It's a rhythm offense. You get the rhythm going, eventually you got to believe the deep threat with Nelson Aguilar is going to open up over the top.
Now, Matt, you mentioned the offensive line. Bob, do you see any issues with Andrew Gardner being out for the season? It looks like Matt Tobin will be your starter at right guard moving forward. Do you see any issues there from a chemistry standpoint? Will they be able to get that rhythm going?
It was kind of interesting. Lane Johnson said he was starting to get – he felt like he and
Andrew Gardner
and now Tobin's in there.
Yeah.
He thought that he and Andrew Gardner were starting to gel. So, and they did do – they ran really well on that first series, let's face it. And the rest of the game was back and forth. So that, you know, that might take a little bit of time. It's not like Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce don't know who Matt Tobin is. But I'm looking forward to Tobin being out there. I think he's a little more explosive than Gardner. He's not as much of a technician. I think you're going to see some a little bit more power type of blocking, and it should be really interesting. And, you know, I just got to say this, too, about Bradford and the receivers and that. These guys are dropping balls. I mean, sure. I don't know what the league stats are, but you look at the individuals and the NFC and the NFL, the Eagles have dropped more balls than anybody. And this is a weird thing with Sam Bradford. You can trace this all the way back to Oklahoma. Guys just drop his passes. I don't know what it is exactly. I mentioned that to Pat Sherman during the preseason and training camp. There have been a lot of drops, and you can't have these. I mean, some of these last week we saw Matthews, Ryan Matthews, that wheel route, that could have been six. I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't a great ball, but there have been a lot of drops, and that's something that they really got to – That just has to stop.
Bob, with all that being said, do the Eagles travel to Washington, land over Maryland, and get to 2-2 by defeating their NFC East rivals?
I still a lot of questions in my head, especially you got the new kicker out there for the first time, and they lost by a field goal last year. I'm still going to say yeah.
Matt? I see them getting to 500 as well, and I think that the issue is going to be establishing the running game. Whether it's DeMarco Murray being healthy again, whether it's a heavy dose of Ryan Matthews, the weather is going to be miserable. They're predicting hurricane-like conditions at FedEx Field.
You
need to be able to pound the running game to set up the rhythm in the offense that I talked about. I think they win the game. I think it's low scoring. I think it's your typical Eagles, Redskins, black and blue, NFC East division battle. I think the Eagles get the win, and by the time the Giants come here in 3 weeks' time, that game is for first place in the division.
And they got to catch the ball. They have to catch the ball.
Might be a little tougher with the hurricane coming there this weekend. He's Matt Lombardo from 97.5 Fanatic, as well as NJ.com. He's Bob Groats from the Delaware County Times. And I'm Chris McPherson from Philadelphia.com. Thanks very much for joining us here on this week's edition of Cover 2. We'll see you next week.
Thanks very much for that, Chris and fellas. When we return to Eagles 360, time for Joe and I to talk about the NFC East, or is it the NFC Least? We don't know. September is over, and we can't figure out this division. We're coming right back on Eagles 360.
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket, talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com for a chance to win a pair of tickets in the Amoroso Suite when the Eagles take on the Buffalo Bills at Lincoln Financial Field. We're talking NFC East. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DiCamera. And we know it's wide open. We know it's crazy. We know it has not been particularly impressive in the division. But let's go around the horn, shall we, and start in Washington. A team that a week ago was talking about being the team to beat in the division loses. The Giants beat them up pretty good, and there's some injuries to worry about in Washington. What's your make on that team?
Well, first off, let's go back a week ago, Dave, because when people were talking about the Redskins as the team to beat, I thought that was crazy. I mean, you know, Kirk Cousins, come on now. So it's not like someone's not going to emerge and win this division, and it might be an 8-8, 9-7 team, and hey, hopefully it's the Eagles. Hopefully it's the Eagles at 10-6 or 11-5. We'll see. But I never bought that the Redskins were head and shoulders above anybody. I just didn't think it was the case. Obviously, they have done some things well this year. They're running the ball well. They've got the tandem in the backfield, which helps them. DeSean Jackson's been out, as we know. So it'll be interesting to see how long till DeSean gets back, whether he plays this week. But I don't think the Redskins are a formidable foe for the Eagles. I think it's a wide-open division and, you know.
Injuries up front. Sean Luavo, offensive guard, out. D'Angelo Hall, their best cornerback, out. They're just beat up. And we don't think DeSean Jackson plays. A lot of turnovers from Kirk Cousins. Yet they do things well. They're physical. The defense ranks highly. They haven't given up a lot of points, a lot of yards. And they're going to play smash-mouth football against the Eagles. And on Sunday, we don't know what the weather's going to be like at FedEx Field. It could be monsoon-like conditions. So that would really change everything.
It would be interesting. I remember the playoff game versus the 49ers in 96. It was supposed to be a monsoon. Turns out it really wasn't. There was some wind. It wasn't like that. But one thing to look for this weekend, through the first 3 weeks of the season, Washington is blitzing less than any team in pro football. And, you know, the Eagles, I think when you stack the line and bring the pressure with the young receivers having to, you know, beat the press coverage quickly, that's been a spot the Eagles have struggled at times this year. It'll be interesting to see how Washington approaches that, Dave, given that typically through this point of the season they haven't been blitzing.
Ryan Kerrigan, 14 and a half sacks a year ago, just one half sack through three games. How about the New York Giants feeling pretty good about themselves after a win over Washington last Thursday? Expected to get Victor Cruz back in the lineup on Sunday, and they are potent offensively with Eli Manning at the quarterback position. Still some questions up front offensively, and then defensively not getting a pass rush at all. But I still think the Giants ultimately will be a really tough out, and the schedule's pretty favorable with the Giants. They've got a tough game this weekend at Buffalo, home with San Francisco, before they come to Philadelphia in the Monday night game.
I never wrote the Giants off even when they were 0-2. And, of course, we saw seasons when they were 0-2 and won the Super Bowl. So I think the Giants are absolutely a team that you've got to be, you know, conscious of in this division and that they'll be there for a while. And you mentioned it, Dave, Eli Manning. As of right now with Tony Romo out, I mean, Eli Manning clearly is head and shoulders, I think, the best quarterback in the division, at least it's healthy. So that gives them an advantage. Of course, you know, without Jason Pierre-Paul, that goes to the lack of pass rush you've been talking about. But I do believe in Tom Coughlin. Look, he's been up and down the last couple of years. We know it. But when he's up and when Eli Manning's up, they can be way the heck up.
Yeah.
And that's something you just can't brush past quickly.
And the Dallas Cowboys were up, really up, early in the game on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. And then they went way down from 14-0 up. They lost 39-28. The defense finally showing some leaks after a couple of really strong weeks without all those players, without Skandrick and Greg Hardy and Randy Gregory and Rolando McClain. They played so well in Philadelphia. But against the surging Falcons, the Cowboys were romped. So there's some questions about that football team. This week, though, they get the Saints without Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's certainly an advantage to the Cowboys for sure. It'll be interesting to see if the Eagles get him in 2 weeks because that could be a swing factor. But let's look ahead here with the Dallas Cowboys and their upcoming schedule because it really is daunting in some ways. Again, at New Orleans, now if Brees plays, that makes it a harder game. Then they play week 5 versus New England.
Coming off a bye week.
I mean, think about that. You're talking about a Patriots team right now. It looks like absolutely one of the strongest teams in football. Then the Cowboys have their bye, which is an advantage to them with Romo out. It gives them a week to have Romo out and not, you know, play a game. Then they go at the Giants, which certainly could be a test for them. Seattle at home. All right, so that's tough. And then week 9 versus the Eagles. That's the point where you hope the Eagles can return
coming
the favor.
Coming off a bye week.
Eagles coming off the bye, and you look back to last year, the Eagles win a big deal on Thanksgiving Day. And then Dallas comes up here, you know, to the Lincoln Financial Field and wins to, you know, reverse things. You hope the Eagles can do that week 9. So there's still so much opportunity for the Eagles, for all four of these teams in this division. It really is truly wide open.
Four teams with a lot of flaws, some warts, and a wide open top of the division to be played. Joe DeCamera, Dave Spadaro, our look at the NFC East.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
I've just arrived in Atlanta, and I can't wait to start telling people how switching to GEICO could save them hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But first, my luggage. Ah, there it is. Excuse me, sir, I think you've got the wrong bag.
Sorry, they all look alike, you know.
No worries. Well, car's here. I can't save people money chatting at the baggage claim all day.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We welcome you to our exclusive one-on-one interview with head coach Chip Kelly. And, Coach, congrats on the win against the Jets. Let's start talking about the defense. Three really strong performances from the defense this year. What areas, if any, of you, specifically, have you seen growth and consistency?
Well, I think consistency is our defensive line has played very consistent on all 3 years here. This is year three, and it's really been a strength for us. But I think we've bolstered our inside linebacker core. I think you saw the play of Jordan Hicks in the last 2 weeks. And then Kiko and Michael in the first game before they got hurt have played really well for us to go along with our leader back there and D'Amico Ryans. And then I think we've improved our play in the secondary with the adding guys like Walter Thurman, Nolan Carroll in his second year taking on a starting role, and then Byron Maxwell coming in and then being able to play Jenkins down at nickel, and Chris Maragos has played well for us. And then Eric Rowe, when Chris Maragos got hurt, came in and played real well for us. So.
You probably answered it partially here, but the run defense leads the NFL. 3.1 yards average per rushing attempt. Very good the last 3 years here. What are the components that go into making that?
It's the same thing. There's consistency, and it starts with our defensive line, and they do a great job in the schemes that Jerry Azzanero and Billy Davis were teaching them. It's a stout group that's very difficult to run on. We got two real good outside linebackers that set the edge really well. And then we got some inside linebackers that can run and get to the football. So,
On Sunday, the Jets go into that game. They led the league in takeaways defensively. Mm-hmm. It looked like you played really smart. Only one turnover. I know you don't like the one turnover, but mm-hmm. It seemed like it was a really smart effort in terms of ball security. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I think we're getting better at that part of it. We obviously, I think our quarterback did a really good job of not putting the ball in harm's way.
Darren Sproles, he's 5'6". He's 190 pounds. He doesn't measure up to the NFL standards. You love football. He's just been a great football player in his career. What are some of the special attributes that he brings to the table?
He's just the best, training player I've ever been around in terms of how he approaches practice every single day. The maximum effort he puts in on everything he does, the recovery he spends time on in terms of how he takes care of his body, everything he does is to make him a better football player on Sundays, and it shows. We always say you sink to your level of training, and that's what you see on Sunday is exactly what we see in training, is that every punt he catches, he returns for a touchdown, and every punt he tries to get in a game, tries to return him for touchdowns. So, what the fans get to see on Sunday is what we see out of Darren every day.
On Sunday, the punt goes up. It's the opposite side of the field. He goes 89 yards, and he gets all the credit. You watch the film. What happened beyond Darren's greatness to make that play happen?
There was a lot of key blocks. Brian Braman had a key block to get it started. Jerome Coupland had another key block to get it started. E.J. Biggers did a really good job. And I think some real smart things. There were some situations where usually you look at it, that's probably going to be a clip, but some guys kind of pulled out of some things and went and blocked the next level. E.J. Biggers came up with a big block in that situation. Najee Good had a big block on that play.
Ryan Matthews, over 100 yards, a touchdown. Mm-hmm. You've obviously loved him going into free agency. Mm-hmm. What about him fits really well into the system?
He's just a physical downhill football player. There's some times where when you're playing such a good defense like the Jets, it's not going to be a pretty run, but he can move. He can move piles. So we always talk about the line gets us 2 yards, the back gets us 2 yards, and now you're second and six as opposed to second and ten. And he's a one-cut runner. When he makes his decision where he's going, he's going to stick his foot in the ground and broke a lot of tackles on Sunday. And I think that's what, when you're someone that's that big, he's almost 230 pounds, but he's explosive You know, he runs real fast. He was a first-round draft pick, a high first-round draft pick, and there's a reason for that. But I think you saw that, and he fits in terms of what we're looking for in a running back.
Cornerback Nolan Carroll talked a lot in the offseason about his commitment. He wanted to come in here. He wanted to play more. He wanted to earn a starting job. And what does that say about him, Coach, for you, that he attacked the offseason the way he did?
Well, he probably was one of the, even our players voted it, the hardest working guys we had in the offseason. I think he saw an opportunity for him as we were changing the secondary around, that there'd be an opportunity for him to go in there and compete and start. You know, nobody's handed a job here. We had a lot of new faces back in the secondary, where really Malcolm Jenkins is the only real returning guy from a year ago. So Nolan took his opportunity to say, hey, if we're going to have some new starters at corner, I want to be one of them. Worked extremely hard in the offseason. It showed through OTAs and offseason program and minicamp, and that continued through preseason camp, and he's earned a starting job and is playing really, really well right now.
Washington next at 1-2. They run the football extremely well. What makes them so good on the ground?
You know, it's a good scheme. They got a new offensive line coach. Coach Callahan does a great job in terms of putting together schemes. He was actually the O-line coach for Dallas the last couple of years, and you know how good Dallas was at running the football. So, and then with Alfred Morris and the young rookie out of Florida, Jones, that they've got guys that can run the ball. Another two big physical backs that you have to contend with.
And Kirk Cousins, the quarterback, had a big game here at Lincoln Financial Field. Mm-hmm. Really seems to move the offense when he gets a rhythm.
Yeah, he's got a good feel for what Jay's trying to do offensively. Fits well in that West Coast system. Is accurate with his passes. Ball gets out quick. Makes good decisions. He's a smart player. You know, had a great career at Michigan State coming out of Michigan State. And, you know, again, we saw him last year in our first game here, and he played really well against us.
And finally, Coach, Joe Barry runs the defense, first year there, mm-hmm. has had success in the NFL, won a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. What do they do defensively?
Very, very active. You know, there's a lot of movement on the defensive front. They're big. You know, they're really big. You know, Terrence Knight, maybe the biggest inside guy in the league. Jason Hatcher's a long-time 10-year veteran, was really strong inside, and you got two great outside linebackers. Ryan Kerrigan is one of the best in the league at that position, and then Trent Murphy, who's a second-year player and is playing really well for him. They've got two good inside linebackers in Perry Riley and Keenan Robinson. And I think with the corners, Culliver can really cover. Rashard Brilliant is a second-year player that's played really well for him. They get after the quarterback. They can get to the quarterback in a four-man rush, so they can devote more guys to the coverage. But I think they're just really sound in what they do.
Chip Kelly, thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
A wave of game day excitement is rolling into Dunkin'. Taste the new Tailgater Breakfast Sandwich stacked with smoked sausage, fire-roasted peppers, and onions. America runs on Dunkin'.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
You step to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall. FTC.
Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I step to Philly.
Anywhere.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. It's Eagles 360, something we haven't talked about, Joe. The Eagles defense, which has played well. Yeah. In these three games, very well on Sunday against the Jets. And you wonder, if Bill Davis's group has kind of turned the corner a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so, Dave. You really do. I thought we saw a lot there in that Jets game that was good. Now, obviously, against Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's not a very good quarterback. But the front three, the front seven in general, continues to play the run very, very well. So they're very stout against the run, number one in the league against the run. Pass rush, still a work in progress. They're getting there a little bit, you know, but you could see more from that. You want to see more from that. Back end, Eric Rowe stepping in was a big, big plus here this past week. I think generally speaking, the Eagles defense is doing a pretty good job, but it's going to be important that as the offense continues to kind of churn into this season and try to develop and get through the kinks that have been very clear, defense is going to have to still be strong because right now they're going to have to rely on this defense.
Well, you talk about a offensive firepower they're playing, great quarterbacks on the horizon. No, not really. I mean, Kirk Cousins, certainly not a great quarterback. Will Drew Brees play next week against the Eagles? Unlikely. And so then it's Eli Manning would be the really the first stern test for this Eagles defense. I'm not sure Josh McCown's that kind of lighted up player. But the point is the Eagles defense does seem to be gelling. Bill Davis pleased with the communication, taking the football away. Red zone defense has been outstanding
as
well.
And Nolan Carroll. I mean, Nolan Carroll, he had a really, really good game versus the Jets. So you look at what he's doing. I think the safeties have done a fantastic job. Obviously, Byron Maxwell, you want to see more and more from him. But generally speaking, defense has done its job. Special teams picked it up last week with the Darren Sproles punt return after two rough weeks. So if the special teams and defense can do what they should be able to do, it gives the team a chance to get back into the season more and more as the offense finds its stride.
Not the formula we talked about before this 2015 regular season began, but that's why they play the games. What's up next? Well, let's take a look. It's our Amorosos on the menu. Look at what's ahead for the Eagles tomorrow here on Eagles 360. We go behind enemy lines with Andrew Walker from Redskins.com. Glenn Mack now here as my co-host, and we'll hear from his five bold predictions, or three bold predictions. And he actually got one right last week. But Darren Sproles, we kind of all expected him to have a breakout game. And I'm going to sit down with Caleb Sturgis and write about him and what happens to a fifth-round draft pick for a kicker when things go bad in Miami. How does he turn it around in Philadelphia suddenly? A new piece in the special teams puzzle not too long after Cody Parkey is a Pro Bowler. We kind of thought Cody Parkey was going to be the man in place here for 10 years.
Yeah, well, I really did. I mean, Chip was dismissive in the preseason about the possibility of moving on, and I thought Chip was dead on right. I mean, why are we talking about moving on from a guy that had a Pro Bowl season last year? Obviously, the injury, though, persisted and ultimately affected his kicking and affected the ability to get it back.
Well, no, Chip said it's a different injury in a different part of the groin and just blew it out before the Jets game.
It's a shame because Cody Parkey had such a terrific season for the Eagles last
year.
I mean, you know, we know what the David Akers situation was all those years ago. You get a great kicker like that, and you feel like you can just, you know, have him for years and years. Now, kickers can get funky. We all know that. We've seen that through the years. But there was a sense that, hey, Cody Parkey could be the guy for a long time, so it's a shame to see him get hurt.
Nothing given in the NFL.
No.
For Joe DeCamera, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.